let's tackle one of the most important topics surrounding Hashimoto's. Yep, stress. If you're Hashimoto's or any form of thyroid dysfunction for that matter, stress and your adrenals play a huge role in your thyroid health. Tune into today's episode to learn about 10 simple ways to reduce stress.
Hello, thank you for listening to Thyroid Hair Loss Connection Podcast, a science-based, honest, candid conversation about how your thyroid affects your hair. You will learn practical solutions to hair growth, healing your thyroid, and balancing hormones with holistic nutrition approach and the latest treatments. Your hosts, me, Natalia Sanzo, a registered dietitian, aka Nashville thyroid expert, and Kimberly Vaughn, a board-certified trichologist, hair loss specialist, and coach. To stay up to date on the latest topics, make sure to subscribe to our channel. We also cannot do this without you. Send us a question to the link below and tune in each week for the answers. Now, let's head to the show. Hello, listeners. Kimberly and I are here to talk about this important topic, stress. And I know it may sound easy, right? How to manage stress. We all have it. We all know how to do it. But I think sometimes it's more stressful to plan or to think about how to de-stress your life. So today I will be offering you 10 simple tips to reduce stress levels.
Wow, Natalia, that's pretty awesome. Because, you know, you're exactly right. I've tried all week long to figure out how I was going to go to Hot Pilates. And I have worn myself out trying to figure it out. And I still haven't been yet. So I need these 10 simple steps.
Amazing. And that's exactly why I think we decided to do this episode, to kind of to simplify life a little bit. So too much stress can be harmful to our health and lead to serious health conditions over time. In fact, we know that stress may be an environmental trigger for Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune thyroid disease, right? Studies show that psychological and physiological stressors affect the immune system, which may contribute to development of other autoimmune conditions. And many of my clients, Kimberly, that present with Hashimoto's have either diffuse hair loss or alopecia areata, which is another autoimmune hair loss condition. We can see that by addressing stress, we can address other problems, including hair loss.
Natalia, I love this topic because stress is really an interesting one. You know, there are good phases of stress and bad phases of stress, right? So how do we tell the difference? And how do we offer these tips as helpful tips to our listener?
Absolutely. So yes, you're right that there's a good and bad kind of stress, right? Everyone experiences stress, which can be triggered by a range of events, from small daily hustles to major changes like a divorce or job loss, right? The stress response includes physical component like an elevated heart rate and blood pressure, thoughts and even personal beliefs about a stressful event, emotions including fear and anger. Although we often think of the stress being a negative, stress can also come from a positive change, right, in your life, like getting a promotion at work or having a new baby. So here's how we know that the stress that's in your life is bad. You would experience significant fluctuations in energy levels, hypersensitivity reactions, which may come in the form of stress rash, intestinal hypersensitivity, or more frequent allergy attacks, trouble sleeping, decreased appetite, or actually increased appetite in like most of my clients report, upset stomach, heartburn, or constipation, increased heart rate, and panic attacks.
Natalia, that's a great list, because those areas that you just mentioned also correlate with thyroid, right? And so what really is the connection between stress and our thyroid?
Oh my goodness, there is a very strong connection between stress levels and the health of our thyroid. We know when we're stressed out, we release cortisol, right? That's our stress hormone. So high level of cortisol slows down every system in our body through a negative feedback loop with the what we call hypothalamus and pituitary gland. That's, you know, my people with Hashimoto's, they know all about it. High levels of stress slows down TSH production, that's a thyroid stimulating hormone, and increase in conversion of T4 into reverse T3. And we know that reverse T3 is like a dead hormone, right? It puts a brake on your metabolism. Not a good thing. So next one is high levels of stress stimulates cytokines so that our cells, they become less sensitive to thyroid hormone. Hello, hypothyroidism symptoms with normal labs, right? Next one, it reduces high levels of stress, reduces conversion of T4 to T3 hormone. Because we know that most people with Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, they take synthetic T4 hormone. So if we're not converting T4 to active hormone T3, that means we're not getting that metabolism boost. And the high stress causes the storage form of thyroid hormone to be turned into, like I said, reverse T3 instead of this active T3 form. And finally, high levels of stress weakens immune system function, the last thing we want. Kimberly, I think it's so important to support our nervous system, especially for people with Hashimoto's, alopecia areata, or any other autoimmune disease. We need to normalize slowing down, right? Being busy, busy, busy is not doing our health any favor and could even hinder us from healing, right? We know that chronic stress not only impacts the thyroid, we just went over the list, but it also can suppress the immune system, allowing us to get sicker easier and affect our digestion, slowing down the digestive tract, causing reflux, bloating, and constipation. Reducing stress doesn't have to be stressful, guys, right? You don't need to have an hour-long meditation or 10-step morning ritual. Just commit 5 to 10 minutes a day to focus on yourself. So let's talk about 10 ideas that may seem so simple that we can often overlook the power they hold. But the idea is that less is more. Like I said, we don't need to overcomplicate it to the point where it's causing more stress, right, Kimberly? Like with your Pilates, planning that actually didn't happen because it feels overwhelmed.
Right, exactly.
Overwhelming. Okay, number one, choose activities that feel fun or enjoyable to you, like walk in the nature, right? Whether it's going to the park, a trail, the beach, or whatever else you have access to, being in nature is incredibly grounding to our nervous system. If you don't have access to nature, even just walking around your neighborhood and getting fresh air and sunshine helps. Bonus fact, bring a friend to talk and laugh together, which brings us to the next step. Laugh. Laughing is so incredibly healing. Hang out with friends that you can be silly with, watch a funny movie, or even go to a stand-up show. Laughing, whether together or alone, is proven, actually, by studies, to reduce our stress levels. Next, meditate for only 5 minutes a day. It's amazing what just 5 minutes per day can do. The idea of an hour-long practice can feel incredibly overwhelming and unnecessary for most people, I would say, especially if you're just beginning. Use a meditation app like Insight Timer or Calm. I love the Calm one. And set 5-minute timer on your phone. Next one is a new one. I want you to listen to binaural beats. Binaural beats are different, or they use different frequencies to provide similar benefits to meditation, including lowered stress, increased focus, improved sleep and relaxation, boosted moods, and increased creativity. You can find tons of binaural beats on Spotify, YouTube, and other platforms you listen to, because of the way binaural beats work, it's recommended to listen to them with headphones. And if it's not your thing, then you can always listen to our podcast for relaxation.
I love that one.
Actually, my mom told me that when she can't sleep, she puts headphones in and she listens to podcasts. Now, remember,
does she listen to you?
Yes, she listens to our podcast. She listens to my voice. And remember, you know, she lives in Ukraine. She does not speak any English. So she does not understand a word we're saying. But she said this, your guys' podcast is just so calming. And so, yes, that's why I said that.
That's so sweet. Well, and it has to give her some sense of just calm and just peace hearing your voice, whether she can understand you or
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the nicest thing someone said today. Except, you know, Sutton did say my voice sounded good earlier this morning.
It does.
So,
it does.
See, there we go. I'm getting into this binaural beats listening to myself.
There you go. Yeah, see, that's another way. See, guys, it doesn't have to be, you know, reducing stress doesn't have to be stressful, right? The little things like listening to your voice may be very soothing. Or studies actually show, and that's probably a bonus tip, studies show that even patting yourself like on the shoulder and just on your head,
that goes along with my massage.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. Scalp massage.
Scalp massage, self-massage, self-loving, self-petting. Mm-hmm. It has been shown to improve or decrease stress.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about next tip, dance. I love dancing to the music. You need to put your favorite upbeat music on and dance. Invite your partner to dance with you, or if you have kids, you know, you can include them too in one big living room dance party. If it feels too silly to dance in front of others, because I know my husband would never do that, solo dance parties work just as well to reduce stress levels. Just make sure you have fun. Okay, next tip is actually, we already talked about a gentle massage. I think it goes without saying, massages are incredibly relaxing, and it doesn't have to be performed by a professional masseuse, right? You can do it on yourself, and especially if you sit while you're watching TV. Now, guys, if you are able to schedule regular massages, this can be really helpful along on your healing journey. Just make sure you're choosing gentle massage rather than intense deep tissue massage that can cause you to tense up even more. Okay, next one is my favorite. Take a bath. Add Epsom salt for calming magnesium. Add your favorite essential oils. Light some candles, and you can create a really relaxing environment in the bathtub. Bring your favorite book or just lean back and breathe. Listen to music, audiobook, or again, our podcast. Next one is a new one. It's called Morning Pages. That's a tip. Morning Pages. Sometimes we have so much going on in our minds, right? More than we even realize. Morning Pages are a practice created by Julia Cameron to help reduce the amount of noise in our head. Morning Pages are basically a brain dumps. 3 pages straight, first thing in the morning. It's streams of consciousness or unconsciousness writing. The point is to write every thought that comes into your head and don't hold anything back, even if that thought is, I don't know what to write in these morning pages. Honestly, sometimes I do it in the middle of the night when I can't fall back asleep and my mind is racing. I pull out a pad and a pen and I just write single words, sentences, just anything, the stuff that doesn't make sense, the stuff that makes sense. But at the end of this exercise, which only takes a few minutes, your brain kind of, you basically dump out all the ideas and thoughts. So I think I really recommend you guys try this one. It's called, again, Morning Pages. Next one is also one of my favorites. Spend time with your pet. Whether it's taking them for a walk, playing in the yard, or cuddling up on the couch, spending time with your pets is no-brainer, right, when it comes to reducing stress levels. My husband and I, we have 2 large dogs and 3 Sphinx cats. They keep me happy, you know? Okay, next one is schedule downtime, right? Because we're always going. If you're the type of person who lives by their calendar, right, and just can't seem to get these calming activities in, try literally scheduling them into your planner. Sometimes blocking out small chunks of time for yourself can help us stop what we're doing and focus on you. Then you'll get the satisfaction of choosing or crossing it off your to-do list. Okay, the bonus tip I have for you guys is the last one, and I love this one, infrared sauna. One study found that people with chronic fatigue syndrome, and let's be honest, most of us with Hashimoto's or even without have chronic fatigue, right? So the infrared sauna can benefit us in many, many ways. Kimberly, you know I recommend infrared sauna to all of my clients who have high blood pressure and Hashimoto's related heart complications. And I use infrared sauna weekly. I found it's amazing place. It's actually just a few minutes from my home. It's called Seek Sauna. And if guys, if you're local to Nashville, then you definitely have to check them out. But I would recommend just looking up infrared sauna in the area where you live and signing up.
Natalia, this is such an amazing list. And I don't know about our listeners because, you know, we're all multitasking. And the reason we're listening to this stress episode is because we're all trying to figure out how to de-stress. But probably many of our listeners are listening like I do when you're driving in the car, when you're walking. So you typically don't have something to write things down with. But my top two are laugh more. And these morning pages, absolutely love that. So it's the first time I've ever heard you mention it. So I'm definitely going to take a look for it because I'm a morning person. And when I wake up in the morning, my brain is on like overdrive. And sometimes I find that that sets a negative, stressful tone for my day. So these are just amazing. So I really appreciate you working on this episode so much because these are just great things. So listeners, you better be making notes the next time that you sit down and re-listen to this because you're listening to our calming voices, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kimberly, I love that you picked your favorite two. And listeners, if you have, if you found a few tips that are just, they stood out, please let us know in the comment section of this podcast. And I hope you found these ideas helpful. You absolutely don't have to incorporate all of them into every day. Choose a couple that feel good, right? And remember that if at any point it starts to feel more like a chore than a relaxing activity, it's time to switch it up. Okay, that's all for us today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay nourished, and till next time.
Make it a great hair day. Bye-bye.